Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Father, we honor you this morning. Thank you for your presence already with us. Thank you so much, dear Lord, for your precious word. We pray, dear Lord, that your word will come unto your people with great assurance. May your truths and may your Holy Spirit fill our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to continue looking at the subject of having an organized life. There are six foundational teachings of Jesus Christ that are recorded in Hebrews chapter 6. Now, behind these six teachings of Jesus are six principles. And they make a total of 12, which is the number of the kingdom. Now, apart from these foundational teachings and their underlining principles, there are 12 kingdom structures or framework that you must build in order to receive kingdom glory and beautification. So get the picture, you have a foundation and then you have got some structures that you must build. So we are only sharing one of the 12 kingdom structures that we call the structure of an organized life. An organized life, which is after the kingdom order, it stems from God's kingdom purpose of dominion that he has got for you on this earth. Out of the kingdom purpose of dominion or kingdom, you derive a kingdom vision. So, last week, we spoke about some 7 characteristics of kingdom vision. Now, out of the kingdom vision that God has for your life, you must develop a mission. And you must have a strategy. And then you must have a plan. All these things, kingdom vision, a mission, a strategy, and a plan, they are all in the long term. Now, after a plan, you must have objectives which are in the medium term.
I was a winner, but Tabisu was Sanshishe, Numa, and no, and Yania Eche, and Chepi.
And then, last of all, you must have goals and targets which are short term.
And I was a winner targeting. Ah, and we ain't TNTM.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is how Jesus' life was structured.
Say, and I saw quite soon, and I yes, and I brought Bono, was a channel.
Jesus was a vision-driven person.
That is why Jesus said, seek the kingdom and his righteousness. He's talking about the right way for you to bring about his kingdom vision for you. Because when you seek it and you go about it the right way, because you see, God can tell you that I want you to get here and minister to these people and build this factory and maybe teach this thing and all that. But how you do it, the strategy may not be righteous. It may not be a kingdom strategy. Merci. It may be you yourself conniving, even lying.
Merci.
I know people, for to bring vision, God's vision for them, they lie. They lie in the embassy. They lie for job. They lie for things. The reason why they fell for all these things is because they did not make up their mind. They did not purpose in their hearts that this one, I will follow on the right course. That's my strategy. I will not cut corners. I will not underpay people. I will not refuse to pay my tithe. I am going to follow righteousness. That's my strategy to bring about God's vision for me. Make up your mind now before you go out. Otherwise, you'll be in trouble because of the vicissitudes of life that can come and that people get shocked. Hey, man of God, emipanyi. But there you are. You had not made up your mind before the temptation came.
And a brofuedu, and a dear brofuedu. Yawajin ne, and son of Wefiha. So when yammy a centra, what dear maunu. Ubena a quania, uba faso, and until Mako sister Ubeduho. When yammy betumia catcher, oh, me bate, uba quan crying. Ako can yamiasem. A quania mianus over ferium musay, so over far former dear, and I am she say, ah, woe. One shay yet, no way, Nancy say a pa. Obeca told you, Miss Owen, also men conquering to corner fast, Ubeco station, station ra, ka, ra. Maybe some conquering, and me and you will be trying more station, this cabaman to my mintra canoe. Uduka swan was when you don't cry, and no fun shortcut. Now, mom say, dear, who won't when Yanko Ponce say, Papa dear. Ufu ka, what you will are fair. Osan say, Ufa when you make wine so. Or say, we ran a hidden in the train in a kind. One ka say, ahinya ni da hokofa osishishe ene ti fa kwan ya obefa so ahishishe kwa kodu se awie ye no a onu onyame de bema ye ne tre ne kwan no so so fo si ya wadwe na wadam ha ansa na wapie san se versatility of life abrabomu versatility abrabonu ma prepare no wanya wadwe na wa ha ubepie na versatility jina ho ha di odebe ye onu ure be fi dia wo ye hallelujah
hallelujah. Matthew chapter 4 verse 8, again the devil took him on an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory.
Now, obonsam saman so de nuko si bipo no so, o ma wo hu awiase ne amunmu nyam nyina.
And he said to Jesus,
now catch here, Jesus said,
all these things.
Sanoma we nyina.
Please underline all these things.
Chasie we nu mu nyina.
These are the things that Jesus spoke about.
In
Matthew chapter 6.
But
before then, the devil attempted him with all these things. Glory, beautification. I mean, looking glamorous, looking accomplished quickly.
Now when you are not born, some of the children say, "Now we did, now we are not fra, and money we are not in time, sika we are not in time." Now born some of the children, Jesus
says, "All these things I will give you."
See when you are not, maybe my Jesus.
If you will fall down and worship me,
say we be born once, asume.
Then Jesus said to him,
"And now Jesus catch them and
say, 'Away with you, Satan!
Feel me so close, Satan!
For it is written, It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. And the devil left him. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ, I want you to know, came so that you will get the physical kingdoms of this world. And the physical glory of them. The devil looked into Jesus' eyes. And he could see that that was his aim. Some of us, we have a certain understanding and see where the spiritual is for us and the physical is for. No, it's not the case. It's not the case at all.
Yenu bi wo ho a yeti sunsunmu ni oma ne dia ebinum dia. Na emom ni ayede yeni hui ena ye ye dia ntisa.
That was the mistake of the first Adam in the garden. He clothed himself with so much glory. He couldn't see that he was naked, and that was good. But it did not mean that the devil could come into the garden and then take the carbuncle and the gold and the sapphire and those things, and the Bible says that he covered himself with them. So whereas we were looking at the spiritual glory, we allowed the devil to take the physical glory of the earth. And the devil said, all these things I will give you if you worship me.
Sure.
And Jesus said, no. I know you know that I am aiming. My aim is not to get people born again alone. My aim at the end of the day is for me to kingdomize this earth. It's for the earth to reflect heaven. It is for creation to receive the liberty that God gives to the children of God. Joy. Creation is groaning and travailing and waiting. We should not make the mistake of the first Adam, because Jesus Christ came to correct issues for us.
Now, Adam and Eve were honored. Susumu adwade ne pe na no amanida so atare na susumu en nyam na nyamede ama om no en obronsam ba e obefa gold sika akọ en o mape wo ho ni nya no di dwura ne ho en ti anda mani de na susumu de nkwa no mo hwe na mom hunam de na nyamede ama no de aha enya om de a na so hallelujah Christobai sa wode sa ahinie na ba biom sa ne te wo soro no e be te wo asase so na nko ba ne se wo benye sunsunmu ne ye pa na mom hunam de a wo sa boa no de wo nya na wo de wo ka se Christo sum ye hia die tofi akwa it's not your portion eye sikadie enye sikadie wanu mo se wo be di ye e wo sunsunmu ene hunam sa no onyame ahyehye o se sa de te wo soro no e be te wo asase so amen
hallelujah. So when he showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of it, and said, come and worship me, Jesus Christ overcame the devil because he had made up his mind. I'm not going to compromise to get the kingdoms of this world. I am going to go the kingdom way. I am going to go the way of the cross. The appendices can come, but I am going that way. Hallelujah. That is why I'm telling you that similarly, make up your mind before the temptations arise. Because when they display the money, and they display the opportunities, and then they display those things before you, and the devil says that if only you are going to compromise your Christianity, if only you are going to compromise the word of the Lord, if only you are going to compromise what God has said in his word, you know he has said it. But look, when you compromise, you will get the money, you will get the connection, you will get this and that, and you have not made up your mind that I'm going to follow the kingdom system of God and the right way of God. You are going to succumb and not overcome the devil.
Na sa wanya wa dupi sa wobenam onyankopo ahenia kwan no so ne tri ne kwan no so enya ne wo se wunya enya no brosam ne ohwe no ba be gu wanim se sika na opa dollars pounds Ghana cedi sefa ne guo ne akache o wo de mayama we na wo de twama ye na fast na sa waya wa dupi dia obeka se aha me tina no ma na tritri ne yema kosim pampan so onyame asesa ma me no eno ti niya wa wia sene emu adine no ni versesiti no. Enu ti mawenimri ya wa junipi. Sa me nam tre ne kwa inu so ama upie. No bro sam di mfonia kesia kesia ne tira wa. Ema wanda ni weni ne mum. Wode wa junbe sini ya wa yanu so.
The Bible says Daniel 1:8. Write it down. Daniel purpose in his heart.
Baku eni numwa. Se Daniel kan wana kumemu.
That I'm not going to compromise.
And eat
this food offered to idols.
He made
up his mind.
Before
they brought the food.
And
and he saw how sumptuous it was. He had already made up his mind. It is not believers, it's not because believers are not strong, but because they have not made up their mind. In other words, they have not said that this is how I am going to be glorified in this life. No compromising of my tithe. No compromising of the word of God. I am going to go this way. Make up your mind, ladies and gentlemen. Because there was a man called Abraham. I'll tell you his story.
Abraham
was the father of faith. But he was compelled to use his own way to achieve a vision of God that he had given to him. So he said that he was going into
Hagar.
And we are in trouble up to today.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let us learn from our Father. And don't compromise to achieve God's vision for you. Let's go on. But you see, Jesus had a general strategy. His strategy was to appoint 12 apostles. His vision is the kingdomization of the earth. It is still his vision. But his general strategy was to appoint 12 apostles. And then to go to the cross to die. Dying on the cross was not his vision, it was his strategy. Resurrection is part of his strategy. Putting the kingdom message into the 12 apostles for 40 consecutive days after his resurrection was part of his strategy.
So
Jesus didn't just wake up and start to do things on this earth. He was driven by a strategy. His medium term and long term strategy was to work miracles. It was to cast out devils, to heal the sick, and to teach the kingdom of God. They were all strategies. How? He was going to fulfill his vision of kingdomization. Now let's move on. Let's talk about plan. Planning is of great essence to organizing your life around God's kingdom purpose of dominion. Vision focuses on what? Mission focuses on why? Strategy focuses on how. Planning concentrates on when. When has to do with time. Some people say that time is money. In the kingdom system, time is life. Can we all say time is life? Let's say it again.
Time is life.
Time is you. If you waste time, you are wasting yourself. If you use time well, you are building your life. If the devil steals your time, he has stolen a part of your life. Because your whole life is time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In other words, ladies and gentlemen, if you should have a plan in your life, then you should be able to answer time limits. You should be able to add time to your life. You must have time deadlines. I want to do this by this time. This thing should be achieved by this time. You must have time. Otherwise, if there is no time component to what you call a plan, you do not have a plan. There is no plan if there are no timelines. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus was a very time-conscious person. If you read the Bible, sometimes when he has to do something, he will tell, for example, John chapter 2, he will tell the mother that my time has not come. Do you think he just flows? Oh, the need is there. Hey, the people are going to be disgraced and all that, so you must rise up and to answer the agent. No, he has great respect for time. There was another time in John chapter 7, his own brothers came to him and said that now it's a big feast. If you are preaching the kingdom message, go out there and preach to everybody. Yeah. There is nobody who says that he is of God and then he is hiding. Mm-hmm. But they didn't know how the kingdom comes. That it is like yeast that is planted in dough and it operates subliminally, okay, until the whole thing is living. And we are not aware. How did it happen? How did it grow? How did it happen?
Na Yesu no de mre na ye na de. E me bi ni ma me kwaka chance me ba Yesu kwaye nsenkere ne ma me. E no se o ma me me mre nso ye. Yesu o de mre na ye na de. E na ni nuanu ba e. Bra Yesu. O na wo ye wo kan hinie no asem hwe. Afa hye bi aba, ogwaya fa sha ba. He ma yankwa na ka yoyoyoyo nyoma na ye hu se wo wo ho. Na no omunim se wo nyame so ye na de wa hinie nu ma. E te se ne wakoto asomu a wodi so nsuo mu anom. Ketua bi na wudi be som no wani ba ba ho so na amanyo ma asesa sana hinie ne tie enye gidigidigidigidi eye gboko nyame ofase ubehu anu ato kwakwa na wayi nani no jina ho.
Luke chapter 16.
Luke as empty
verse 8 to 9.
Chichemu ngwatwe ne nkron.
I will wait for you to get there.
Pese wudu ho.
Because Jesus says something that is difficult to understand. So let's all get to Luke chapter 16. Verse 8 to 9. So the master commended the unjust steward. Not because of his injustice, but because he had dealt wisely. For the sons of this world are more shrewd or wise in their generation than the sons of light. That looks like an indictment on us. It's like sheep who are not wise and goats who are wise. Jesus says that the sons of this world, unbelievers, are more wise in their generation than the sons of light.
Now, yes, you see, one more we are seeing, one more kind.
And I say to you, verse 9 now, make friends for yourselves by unrighteous mammon. Look at the reason that when you fail, or when you die, they may receive you into everlasting home. Wow. Jesus was commending this unjust steward for having a strategic plan for the rest of his life.
Now, yes, na sa akwaya woni nukre wo ka bibi pafa no esan se ono odwini no nyansese so de man abrabo,
because he was a bad man. He had squandered some things, chopped money,
boni wo diska,
and the master was going to sack him.
Na nani ra no oba be yi nadi.
So he thought about his future, and he strategized how he was going to be received in future. Try to gain face with people. Reduce the debts of the master. After all, you say I'm unjust. I'll show you that I'm unjust. And Jesus commended him. Not because he did the wrong thing, but just because he had a plan for his future. So he said, and I said to you, I said to the sons of light, don't just be righteous, but be a wise believer, because there are many believers who are righteous who will not sin. They are like the 5-10 virgins. Do you know who a virgin is? A person has not compromised himself. But the problem with the 5 foolish virgins in Jesus' parable of the virgins, they were foolish. They were the sons of light who were foolish. The reason is that they did not have a long-term plan. They only took oil for the short run. They did not anticipate a prolonging of the coming of the vision of the bridegroom. So when the bridegroom delayed his coming, all of them, they slept. But when the cry came, awake, the bridegroom is coming, they started to trim the alarm, and they realized that they did not have a plan.
Na sa ema buri no mo ye nkrofo mo ya trene fo de na mo baba ma ye ti asese no mo jimi adentra esa se won mo ntumi anwene ankwa kire odwene sa bre nara christian mi de gu mi kan nya mu de anya ifro no aba ba ten de na waba na so no mo nim se bibi betumi asima ifro no aba ho mache eno ti mra ye ka mu se hey ay ifro ne na yiri abo wo mo sori afo mo kan nya Christine, ni maden omo nyan seseye anfa ma wo moda ti wo kena.
So Jesus was telling the sons of light,
and it's not yesu akasa kire ehan ma se,
have a strategic plan for your future. It is so long distance for your future, in such a way that it even touches on your eternity and how you'll be received into heaven.
Na wasi nyansi seye kwe chirempo se beka wodachi oni ewiye ekwanya osura himenu mnupo ya bejewo.
Because in heaven, some people, they open the gate, small one. Small opening.
Na, heya heaven, what gate no? Emridu duni ebiya, ebinu mudia, ebaya ketichi umyo huansa, wafim.
Small one, they will go through heaven with some things, I mean, hardly, barely getting into it. The Bible says that if the righteous be scarcely saved, what will become of unbelievers? Peter is trying to tell us something. He is telling us in 2 Peter that so that a door will be opened for you abundantly. In other words, they will throw wide the gates of heaven, and it's going to be something. Because you have got a plan for your life on this earth that touches on your eternity. Yeah. By your everyday thing that you are doing, it is touching on how you are going to be in future. Even in heaven and on earth, let's stay in our estate and not jump to usurp some people are waiting till they rule in heaven. When the devil wanted to rule in heaven, God cast him down. You want to go and become a ruler. When he says that your state is a rule on this earth, just like me, reflect my rulership.
Now, wasi ya hwe ya wo ya trini ni papa mpara de na mam se wo nya hsehye bi ama ho owiase mu e de ka wo da tia have me no so e bo papa pa wo be kona wo gate no ya mia no ahwe wo be mia wo be twetwe ansa wa wuram na mam nya hsehye bi a e ba ne se e ba bo papa pa no wo de wo du ho ani e be gate ne kase na wa tumi afem na se wo nya san hsehye na ama ho de a ene enko ye mam emre no so na ye bo papa pa ne ekosro ho a enye ho na ye kodi ade o onyame abon ye se ye ye ni ade wa asase so ha e ho de ye ko refresher course keke ni asamba asase so ha na obronsam omia na ni se onyame wo me pese mi di hene wo soro ho na obronsam ye to ne to tene ye na onyame abo wo se bra be di hene wa asase so se me kosro akodi hene wo sho adan na be ye o awe boss over be land be bi boni enu ti Nyan sise yama wuhuwa ewiasi ya sasi so wuomi. Eni wahinye ne wieyanu, onye wieyanu, kwenye befa suwa jow. Esa sa uko urevu ufresha kwasi ni wasuruho wia. Ube samba sasi suha. Na wababa bedihini nu ewa hasi. Eni tinyasa anti asia.
So ladies and gentlemen, you must develop plans that span at least 120 years, three generations that touches on your grandchildren. You must plan it in organizing your life. After the kingdom order.
I was saying when you are saying Bia, when she said a bit to me, I didn't feel a hand near Dionu. I won't talk to a swami and sa. Wanana, wanana, no, no, wanana, nana, no. Nyasa, she say, no, fama om. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.